Hello.
Hey Michael, this is Sid. How are you doing?
Good, said. Can I help you with something?
I was reaching out regarding a property you own in Ashmont Circle in Glen Allen.
You said, how can I help you? Are you a realtor?
No, we had a real estate investment firm.
Yeah, I mean, Sid, to be honest with you, this is really not an investment property. We had it listed at a certain price point.
Right.
The price point wasn't the reason why the house didn't sell. It was the inability of the realtor to sell the house. There have been comparable sales, one on Cherry Hill, and there's one on Leabrook that just is under contract that is supposed to close in February. The listing price is $1.1 million. The house on Cherry Hill was $1.1 million. If you folks want to give me $1 million for the house, I'm say that quite clearly. If you want to give me a flat $1 million for the house, and our house is better than the Leabrook house, and our house is better than the Cherry Hill house, which was $100,000 over. Then, you could run the numbers and come back to me. Again, coming in and saying, hey, I needed an escrow and the house needs 10813 Cherry Hill, sold for $1,100,000 full ask. And there's been a contractor there since the house sold in August. And it is at the end of January. That house is a porta potty outside. Constantly, there's work being done to that house. So somebody paid $1,100,000 for that house, and it needed a ton of work. This house doesn't need that work, and I would take $1 million straight up, $1 million. You wire $1 million to me, I'll be out of this house in 30 days.
Okay.
But the problem is, when you had said we're an investment, look, Sid, I know how this works. You want in,
Right.
when you invest, you want to come in lower, and then you come in and say, hey, this is, investors are not looking to pay full ask for something and then say, this has got to be fixed, that's got to be fixed, the other thing's got to be fixed. No, an investor has what would be considered, wholesale. This is not a wholesale property.
Right,
If
Mike.
you, you know, yeah, and that's all, Sid. If you know somebody that wants to buy this house, you just, what my position is. Unfortunately, I don't think we really have anything to talk about.
Right. One last thing. I perfectly understand that, real estate investors, we look to buy properties that do need work, so which is why your property won't be, the perfect one to qualify for that program. But that being said, have you thought about giving listing a try again with a better team? Because I know my team does a
Now,
good
yo,
job.
Sid, here. Sid, I will cut right to the chase.
Okay.
Okay, I'll cut right to the chase. I've had this conversation with other realtors, okay? They keep telling me, what can you do to earn my business? Sid, I just told you I'm open to selling this house. I've already given you probably information is valuable, Sid, right? It cuts
Right.
down time. It cuts down all these other things. I gave you two listings right now. Leabrook, sold by Liz Stein. I don't know the address, but it's on the corner of Leabrook and Cherry Hill. And 10813 Cherry Hill, forget the realtor's name, the woman's name, sold for $1,100,000. You're smart. You know my property address, 6012 Ashmont Circle, which is on the backside of the fourth fairway. My location is better. I have not that much work with regard to the house, and it's on a finite. There's a finite number of properties that are on the golf course. This house
right.
is under. This house is under market value. If I won $1 million, this house is a deal. Now, I basically told you that I'm willing to sell it. But now, so why do we have to? Why do I have to go under contract with you? If you came up to me, Sid, if you came up to me and said, look, I have a buyer. However, I won't release the buyer's name. The buyer is personal to me. I will sell your house for $1 million, but I want 4%. Fine. Bring me a buyer for $1 million. I'll give you 4%. However, the house will be sold like all the other houses that are on the golf course, as is. I don't care what has to get done. $1 million is the selling price. I don't care. Other houses sold for much, much more that needed work, and their agent got their percentage. Got less. I think they got 2%. Sid, I'll give you 4% off of $1 million if you come to me. But you know what won't happen? You won't call me because you don't have a buyer. Sid, I'm being serious. You don't have a buyer because I'll tell you right now, if I had a buyer interested in this house,
right.
the house would have been already sold. So, you know, we start to run around and we start to kid each other. Like a realtor told me, hey, he came by here 3 times. I said, you know what? You've come by here 3 times, and the amount of time that you've kept coming back to me, asking me, how could I earn your business? Bring me a buyer. You know, I am not going to play games with you and say, Sid, hey, I want to talk to your buyer. I want to cut Sid out of the equation. No. I will sell the house to your buyer. I will give you your commission. I take nothing less than $1 million. So I'll leave you be. You know how to get in contact with me. I can give you my email. You want to set up a listing appointment? Whatever, that's fine. But I'm not going to sign a contract because I've been there before. You get all these promises from real estate agents, and then, you know, the house sits on the market because the real estate agent's inept, and then they don't do their work, and then they expect me to go lower on the price point. That's not the way that this works. You know, you could look right now, how many houses in Wyndham that are for sale at this size? It's an 8-house cul-de-sac in all of Wyndham that back up to the golf course.
Right.
You have the information. You're an agent. Zero. You look at the school system. You look at the amenity here. This house should sell. Well, then bring me a buyer. You know, again, if you and me have to have a relationship for me to allow you to sell my house and me to give you 4%, but it's got to be we have to have a contract, then I'm not interested. I'm not interested. I told you before to nauseam.
Right.
I'm a man of my word. Bring me a buyer for $1 million, nothing less, nothing more. And I will give you 4%. That's it. End of story.
All right. Let me reach out to my team and we'll figure something out and give you a call back. All right?
Thank you, Sid. Bye-bye.
And I will call you back.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Cheers.